I'm arranging my hair into a bun held up by two short black sticks when there's a knock. I grab the shoulder tote I brought just for this reason, stick my tablet and some sunscreen into it, and head to the door. Sam stands on the other side in nothing but dark blue board shorts and leather flip-flops, and I need to take a beat to keep from drooling. This kid has no business being as hot as he is, and I'm a perverted old lady for even letting that idea cross my mind. There are so many boundaries to maintain between us, it isn't funny. He is my former apprentice, fellow artist, and soon-to-be business partner. Plus, he's the baby brother of a good friend who also happens to be shacked up with my two best friends in the entire world, which makes Sam practically family. And of course, he's also 8 years younger. With that very sobering thought in mind, I manage to drag my gaze up from the dusting of dark hair on his perfect abs, but my eyes snag on a glimpse of black ink on his side. Without thinking, I reach out and grab his hip, forcing him to turn. "Where did this come from? I thought you only had the one." I glance up and he stares back, beet red, as if I've just uncovered some dark secret. I look at the tattoo again, and it's a gorgeous black tribal hurricane-type pattern, with one arm a single stripe of brilliant red. "Mad Dog?" I ask. Sam nods, then clears his throat.
"Yeah. Graduation gift?"
He eyes me warily. I drop my gaze to his tattoo again and nod. The artwork is uncomplicated, but speaks to me. It reminds me of me, but that'd just be silly. But the streak of red,